you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Back now with more Take 2 on 89.3 KPCC and available most places you find your podcast. Sammy Martinez. Today marks the first day that U.S. healthcare workers are administering and receiving COVID-19 vaccination shots. Late on Friday, the Food and Drug Administration granted an emergency use authorization, or EUA, to the vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Now, just so we're clear, an EUA means the product has not gone through the usual approval process. Now, the first vaccine doses are set aside for people with the highest need or at greatest risk. Think of frontline workers, the elderly, people with health conditions. So it will take a while before everyone has a chance to take a COVID-19 vaccine. But assuming everything else goes as planned, some people may be wondering what this means for their jobs. Specifically, will employers be able to mandate that their employees receive it? Here to talk about this, we reached out to Dorit Rice. She's a professor of law at the University of California, Hastings, and a member of the Vaccine Working Group on Ethics and Policy. And she started off by telling us why this vaccine is a little bit but of a EUU situation.
So in normal times, employers can set health and safety rules for the workplace, and that would include requiring vaccines. We've had employers requiring influenza vaccines in the past or hepatitis A vaccines. There are three limits, but in this vaccine, there's a wrinkle, which is that this vaccine is not approved in the usual way, but authorized under an emergency use authorization. And that's a little different. There's legal uncertainty on whether you can require a vaccine that's authorized under an EUA.
And she started off by telling me why this vaccine is a little different because of the EUA situation.
The language of the law says that you have to inform people that they can refuse the vaccine, but then also says you have to inform them of any consequences. And consequences might be being fired.
In the past, Professor, how has the FDA and the CDC interpreted the EUA law? Have there been vaccine mandates in the past for private employers or people in general? And if not, why?
So one of the things that you need to be aware of is that using an EUA for a vaccine is not usual. There's only been one case before, and that's use of anthrax vaccine to prevent anthrax attacks for the military only. So this is new territory. We have never had an EUA used to give a vaccine to the general population. The CDC and FDA have been commenting on this vaccine and saying that they think that you cannot mandate a vaccine under an EUA.
Now, when it comes to employers mandating a vaccine, what would be a few of the caveats that could thwart that?
So there's three caveats beyond the EUA. First, if you have a unionized workforce, your collective bargaining agreement may require negotiating with the union before you can impose the vaccine yourself. So you may have to negotiate with the union first. Second, two anti-discrimination laws affect this. First, the Americans with Disability Act says that if someone has a medical condition that prevents getting the vaccine, employers have to accommodate them unless it's an undue burden. What does that mean? It means the employer has to allow the employee with a disability to work unless it's a very, very high imposition on the employer. Now, accommodation doesn't necessarily mean letting them work like everybody else. It might mean letting them work with conditions such as wearing more PPE, being separated from other workers. The last part is that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 says that if an employee has a sincere religious objection to workplace rule, the employer has to accommodate them unless it's more than a minimal cost.
Now, you mentioned unionized workforces. I'm thinking specifically about school teachers because there's so much attention being paid to when schools can reopen, and many lawmakers are pushing for teachers and school administrators to be prioritized for a vaccine. But given that districts such as LA Unified employs union teachers, what might that process be like?
So first of all, a lot depends on the position of the union. Unions might support protecting their members by vaccinating and say, we want a vaccine mandate because we don't want the few workers that don't want to get the vaccine to put others at risk. Or unions may say, we're more concerned about the freedom of our workers and we want them to have the choice. So if the union is on board with the mandate, it's not an issue. The other thing is, what does the collective bargaining agreement actually say? Some of them would require negotiation and some of them would not. And that's very case specific.
But say if it really comes to it, could an employer fire an employee for refusing to take the vaccine?
Yes, within those exceptions. It has happened in the past. For example, employees were fired for refusing an influenza vaccine, and it has been litigated. And in many cases, the court have upheld the firing of the employee. In some cases, for example, a settlement allowed the employee to come back or be compensated. And in other cases, the court allowed cases to go forward that later settled. I know of one case where a nurse who was fired for refusing a vaccine won on getting unemployment benefit, but they don't know of any case where an employer had to take back an employee who refused the vaccine.
We're speaking with Dorit Rice, a professor of law at the University of California, Hastings, and a member of the Vaccine Working Group on Ethics and Policy about whether or not employers can mandate COVID-19 vaccination for their employees. Now, Professor, back to schools for a second, because I'm thinking about the students here, not the employees. There was a debate yesterday on the FDA Advisory Council about recommending the vaccine to 16 and 17-year-olds. So could schools mandate that students receive a COVID vaccine in the future?
As you're suggesting, it'll be a while before it becomes very practical, because I don't see a lot of states going forward with the mandate when it's only authorized from 16 and up. But once trials are done in children, states will probably consider this. States already mandate for a K-12 a whole set of vaccines, and courts have traditionally given them high deference in which vaccine to mandate. So it's possible. Whether it's likely, if we're very lucky, by the time the vaccines are licensed for children, COVID-19 will be mostly under control, and states may not be inclined to go to the effort of adding that vaccine. More immediately, universities may well consider whether to mandate the vaccine for their students who are adults. And we know that some universities have seen outbreaks and that universities had to move to online, which creates challenges. And it may well be that universities will want to mandate COVID-19 vaccine, just as some have recently mandated the influenza vaccines.
We've seen reports of how a substantial part of the population is hesitant about these new vaccines. What problems do you foresee if employers do end up implementing mandates on this?
So the first thing for employers to remember is that mandates aren't the only tool in the toolbox and might not even be their first go-to. If the problem is high mistrust, enforcing a mandate can be very challenging. It might be better to start with an education campaign, a communication campaign, bring someone in who can answer questions about the vaccine. Mandates can be a really important additional tool, but they're not the solution for high levels of concerns or mistrust by themselves. The other thing to remember is legal framework is one thing. The question whether it's a good idea to mandate or not is another. If you know that 40% of your workforce are very scared of the vaccine, that might be a reason not to mandate, because you will have compliance issues that might make mandating less practical.
Yeah, if you're trying to get people to buy in on something, mandating it might be the wrong way to go. Wondering, is there the risk that private sector COVID-19 vaccine mandates could open up employers to lawsuits?
Yes. In the context of influenza vaccine mandates, employers have been sued in the past. I think we can expect that employers that mandate vaccine will face some litigation. If they follow the legal framework, the chances of winning such litigations are very good. But there probably will be lawsuits related to that.
That's Dorit Rice, professor of law at the University of California, Hastings, and a member of the Vaccine Working Group on Ethics and Policy. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.